Hey there, everybody. It's Donna Fox in the flesh tonight. We're coming to you from Akron, Ohio, and today is March 25th, 2012, a beautiful Sunday for you all. Hope you had a beautiful Sunday. And we are going to be working on our Akashic Wisdom Life class today. It occurs to me that every one of these programs has been another lesson in life, not only for myself, but for many of our listeners. And so I think it's only right that we call them life classes, life wisdom, if you will. And certainly, definitely some life coaching has been going on. And we wanted to make sure that you are all on the same vibe. Just so you know, the Akashic Wisdom is a radio show about the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And we take calls. So if you have a question about your life, about what's happening in your life, about what you would like to see happen in your life, the Akashic Records don't tell the future. When I say this, every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. Soul's intention is not absolute. You know, many of people believe that just because you have an Akashic Record means that everything is written down as to the way it's supposed to be. The reality is what is actually recorded are your intentions for this lifetime, and then what comes from those intentions have to do with the choices you make. And the way your life is structured is how your life moves. So what happens is you come into a body, into this particular environment called Earth. You have a soul's intention or an agenda of what you want to accomplish or experience. Prior to coming in, you have chosen your parents. You've chosen a particular type of body style with different parameters or possibilities for that body. You've come in on your own energy field, your energy level. You've come in with the vibrations of your birth date, your birth time, and your birth location. And you've also chosen your parents, not just for the personalities they are based on their choices for this lifetime, but you've chosen to come in to the body that was created by Creator, and the DNA of both of your parents, because the ancestral DNA was going to help you in this lifetime achieve what you want to achieve. And so all that gets rolled into one, and here you are, a human being on planet Earth on March 25th, 2012. And sometimes, many times, a good amount of the times, we are darn confused as to what the heck we're doing here. And so what the Akashic Records can do is help you understand why you're here, why certain things have happened in your life, and give you the guidance you need to be able to help you move through the maze of this life. The interesting thing about the maze on planet Earth is, with all the twists and turns of life, the twists and turns are created by the choices we make. Even though we make a choice to zigzag today to the right, we may have to turn around and zigzag to the left, or make a total turnaround, or continue to go straight. We won't know until tomorrow what we're supposed to do in every moment. And for us to try and look into the future really defeats the purpose. And the reason it defeats the purpose is because our game that we decided to play here on planet Earth is to be surprised, to be in joy, to be challenged, to try to understand what our next steps are. Not because we know what's going to happen, but because we've either planned for what we want to happen, which may or may not work out for those people who have tried to plan their life and only had someone pass away or had someone, or life takes on a different turn. So the idea here is that life is a game. Life on planet Earth is a game, and it depends on how you move across the game board and where you move from one place to another on the game board helps you understand what your next choice is. So you have, if you are out there listening and you have some kind of confusion as to what choices to make next, I will tell you the records will never tell you what to do. But interestingly enough, they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And then, what's even more wonderful is it's up to you to take that information and either do something with it or not. You know, we walk around thinking that we are sinners, and that, oh my goodness, if I don't do what my soul's purpose is, oh, I'm going to just have to come back and suffer over and over again. Well, the reality is, you're the one that created the purpose to begin with. And if you want to think about Creator God, the only purpose Creator God has for anybody is to be happy, is to be joyful, and to expand the love that is within their heart, and to move forward with as much love on a daily, moment-to-moment basis as they can muster. That's the sum and total of it. But that is also the challenge of it. You know, standing and walking in love sounds like a real easy thing to do. But it isn't. Because we've been raised with so much negativity. We've been raised with so many reasons why we don't feel good about ourselves. We've been raised with so many things to fear. We've been raised with doubt. And we've been raised with the concept that Creator, God, Universe, Source is a vengeful, judgmental person. And boy, is that not true. You know, there's people who will call themselves atheists out there that don't believe in any kind of higher power and don't believe in a God and believe that we're just in a random universe, that there's nothing that shifts the energy or really is defining our life. And in many cases, what they are almost right in this respect. Creator Source is not going to judge you about what you didn't do. But you will and are judging you about what you have and have not done. And you judge yourself more than any Creator God could judge you, because you live in a world of shoulds. Oh, I should have done that. Oh, I should have done this. Oh, I should have done that. Oh, if only I would have done that. Why didn't I do this? And so if you are in the midst of that kind of anguish, I encourage you to call in. I encourage you to call in so that we can put some perspective into your life about what the situation truly is. Give you a different type of perspective, maybe a higher viewpoint, if you will, a 360-degree viewpoint rather than a on-the-ground viewpoint. You know, things look different. The more you move up the mountain, the more land you see. And the more land you see, the more vast you know the universe is. Until you get to the top of the mountain and you realize at the top of the mountain, there is so much to see that the details of the land have melted away. And all you see is the beauty of what lays before you. And so that's what we do here. We talk about life, we help you get some perspective, and we help you to see the beauty in the overall picture. And when you have that beauty in your heart, then you can choose to be aware of the details to continue that joy or not. You can certainly choose to wallow in unhappiness. That is definitely a choice. And you can definitely do that. Or you can choose not to. So the toll-free number here to call in and give us a call and talk to me and the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones of the Akashic Records is 888-429-5471. That's in U.S. or Canada. It's a toll-free number. Or you can dial in and call direct at 530-513-6472. Again, 530-513-6472. And you can also Skype BBS Radio 2. And if you know someone who doesn't have a computer but wants to listen into the show, they can dial on their phone 760-569-7676, and the access code is 192919 pound. So, we're off and running today. Today again is the 25th of March 2012, and we're here for your questions. And we're here hoping that you call in and talk about what's going on in your life. This program really has the richness is when we actually are able to talk to folks. And so if you can call in and ask a question or have a discussion, it's like getting a free telephone consultation with me. And yes, I am, by the way, I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 15 years, actually going on 16. I've been doing this radio program here since February of 2006. And so we've done a few programs. So if you're interested in listening to more, you can certainly go back and subscribe to the archives and give a listen. So again, the number here is 888-429-5471. And if you're not able to get into those numbers for whatever reason, you should give me an email. Shoot me an email. And my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can also email your questions that you would like to have answered. Of course, if you're going to do that, please include your current legal name. And let me just give you a little background. So I access the Akashic Records through a specific holy prayer that has been handed down from the Mayans, and it was translated, originally came from the Pleiadians to the Mayans. And so it was been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. And so that's what this is all about. This is the prayer I use. It's a vibrational key, and it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And the other part of that is that I hold classes And I offer people the opportunity to learn how to access their own Akashic records. And I had somebody call today who wanted an internet class because she lives farther away. And so if there are any more of you that would like an internet class, what we do is it does require you to have a webcam. So if there is anyone out there that would also like to participate in an internet class to learn how to access your own Akashic records, please email me and let me know of your interest at info@akashicwisdom.com. And certainly that makes it easier for people out of the country. So you don't have to travel to the U.S. You can learn this from anywhere in the world when we have an internet class. An internet webinar. It does take 2 days, and we are in contact, but we are able to see each other, and we're able to work with our manuals. So if this is of interest to you, I really would love to hear from people that are interested in a workshop like this that would take place. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. And my private number, when I'm off the air, is 216-691-1233, and you can certainly call that and ask any questions you might have. But for tonight, if you'd like to call and ask questions, you certainly can. I also do individual consultations, as you probably know. I do 1 hour and 1.5 hour consultations, and I also have introduced half-hour consultations for those people who would just like to test the waters, as they say. So if you're curious about anything like that, again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And for tonight, though, give a call at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct. Our country code is 011, and you can dial 530-513-6472. Hopefully those will work. You know, every week now I've been telling you about different books, and, you know, if you've been following this, you know that I have about 5 months ago I moved out of a 5-bedroom home into a 2-bedroom apartment, and so I only was able to take some of my books with me. And one of the books I pulled out today is Emmanuel's book, A Manual for Living Comfortably in the Cosmos. The introduction was by Ram Dass. It was compiled by Pat Radagast and Judith Stanton. And Pat Radagast is the woman who has channeled Emmanuel, and she has written a series of books. And the first thing that I pulled out here. It says, I want to read it to you, and we'll talk a little bit about it. There is an overall plan of which you are not aware, and to which you can only contribute by being who you are, doing your best, seeking your higher truth, and following your heart. This is God's plan of salvation, not only of the soul consciousness, but of the earth itself. The time is coming when the culmination of eons of effort will bring forth a renewed level of light in your planet. It will be a schoolroom that offers an opportunity to choose between the negative and positive aspects. There will, however, be more light and more awareness of this light. There will be a balance where love can flourish, where kindness is a power and recognized as such, where God can again be placed in the center of consciousness of each human being. And that's something that it's almost like paraphrasing what we were just talking about earlier about what is the purpose of our lives here. The purpose is to find as much joy in being physical as possible. And then the next one goes even deeper. It says, this is again from Pat Radagast in Emmanuel's book, and this is the first one she wrote. There she wrote three on these. They're like musings, if you will. The state of grace needs the recipient in order to be complete. Let me read that again for you. The state of grace needs the recipient in order to be complete. You are held in the hand of God and totally loved. And when that love can be received, the circuit is complete. You are held in the hand of God and totally loved. And when that love can be received, the circuit is complete. So it's about our completing it by loving ourselves. Not just loving others, but by loving ourselves. And then she goes on to say, when one moves closer to the source, there is a moment that is difficult to describe in any language. The receiver becomes the giver, and the receptacle becomes the source. Ah, and then the dance of eternity really begins. I'm going to read that again. When one moves closer to the source, there is a moment that is difficult to describe in any language. The receiver becomes the giver, and the receptacle becomes the source. Oh, yes. And then the dance of eternity really begins. This is part of her book. It's called An Overview of Human Adventure. This book has been around for a long time. In fact, I gave this book as gifts to my children when they graduated high school. And I gave this particular book, actually a book like this, to my daughter when she went on her first trip to Israel. She was 15. And I told her to take it with her and read it around the campfires or with her friends. And I guess the printing history on this was first published in 1985. And then the last edition was, what I have here was 1987. And it's dedicated to the image that each soul holds within its own human consciousness and to the memory of the light that it follows, of the being that it yearns to become, and of the truth that it already is. I guess we are the ones we've been waiting for, folks. And that's the way that goes. And you know, it's really important for us to kind of understand why we are here, huh? I mean, what's the point of living on this beautiful green ball hanging in the sky, this little big green ball on top of it? It's not so big, huh? We think it's big, but it's really not that big. I mean, in the scheme of things, if you compare the Earth to the size of the Sun, or even to the Earth to the size of Jupiter, or even the Earth to other star systems that are out there, we are truly a little tiny speck in the sky. No less important than any other speck, by the way. We are all important. But in the scheme of things, we are among many seekers, among many universes, among many light beings that are basically looking for their own joy in whatever environment they are in. And that's the interesting thing about it, is that all of the galaxies and all of the planets and all of the star systems and all of the inhabitants have chosen different environments to experience different forms of matter. And even in some of the galaxies and the star systems and the planets, they are experiencing conscious spirit. In other words, like when we are in spirit, we are conscious, but there's a finite difference to the different galaxies out there. And one of the ones they're talking to me about is the one where the inhabitants can move from matter, physicality, to spirit and back again based on their desire. So they have the ability to move in and out of physicality. It's kind of like walking around like the invisible man, only at a higher level of knowing and without having to drink any chemicals. Yeah, I think that's fascinating. I think it's fascinating all the things you can learn from the Akashic Records. It's all just about picking a subject. It's like God's great Google in the sky. I mean, I don't know if it's in the sky or not. It's within us, you know. We don't know where God is because God is everywhere. And you don't have to use the word God. You can use spirit. You can use source. You can use energy. But it is everywhere. You can even use light. I mean, quite frankly, it's been proven there is no darkness. It is only the absence of light. And when light shines, it all shows what's always been there. And so this is a comforting program for those people who are going through some tough times right now. Some hard times, some confusing times, and the encouragement is for you to be, even for 5 minutes, making the choice to be joyful, making the choice to be grateful about something. You see, you can't have gratitude without joy. And you can't have joy without gratitude. So as soon as you move into gratitude, you're going to feel joyful. There's a pleasure in being grateful. Gratitude offers you joy. So I encourage you, if you're having a tough day, a tough part of your life, you've really hit some major bumps, that it's time to get your gratitude journal out and begin to write about what you're really thankful for. Because when you really move into true gratitude, it can be so humbling and so joyful, it will bring you to tears. Not tears of sadness, tears of humbleness, of awe, of pleasure, of gratefulness, of joy. So it's really about what part of your life, do you have something to be grateful for? And that's what you want to look at. You want to try and find something. Let's see, as I open the door, one of the ways I love to read books these days, I'm going to change the subject for a moment, is one of the wonderful things we do during a workshop in the Akashic Records is we pick a book, or we go to the bookstore, well, actually in the class, we just bring books, and we pull a book. We don't look at the title. We already have a question in mind that we want the masters, teachers, and loved ones to answer. We take the book, and we just hold it to our heart and ask the question and just open the book wherever it lies, wherever it is, and read what's there. It makes going to the bookstore so much more fun. So much more fun. And again, I opened to a part, and it's interesting because it's on page 216, which adds up to be a 9. And I find it starts actually on the one before that, but the most meaningful piece is on one of the pages. So I'm just going to read it to you. Is our planet on the edge of destruction? That's the question that's being answered. is our planet on the edge of destruction? And the response here is, school cannot be dismissed so early. The bell will not ring. You will not go on the extended vacation that many are seeking by saying, let's get it over with. Man is still so immature that in believing himself powerful enough to obliterate the world, there is a sense of grandiosity that borders on the infantile. This immaturity gravitates to the false promise of absolute power that negativity extends. There is no such thing in your world of absolute power, even in limited form. Look within yourselves as to where the satisfaction of an Armageddon might be lurking. The inappropriateness of such destruction is self-evident to everyone on your planet. Why then do you suppose it would be less obviously inappropriate to the all-seeing consciousness of love? You have been schooled too severely in the thinking of your human earth that says that if I am angry at you and you are angry at me, then what must ensue is a raging battle. Well, I wish some countries would hear this. Although there are those who are raging willy-nilly to bring the world to the edge of destruction and beyond, there are also within those same beings the consciousness of light seeking light. Through their path, though their path may seem to be abhorrent, it is, after all, a path. Though I certainly would not say to you, isn't the endless stockpiling of nuclear weapons marvelous, I would say to you, my dears, trust the wisdom of the universe and trust each being that exists in your human world with you. If you who are seeking love and truth cannot rise above the illusion of turmoil, how can those who are locked in it be helped? That is a very powerful statement, my friends. If you who are seeking love and truth cannot rise above the illusion of turmoil, how can those who are locked in it be helped? It is you who are empowered through the strength of your love, your commitment to truth, who will bring about the elevation of consciousness of those who are racked in such fear that they would destroy the world rather than acknowledge their own terror. The purpose of life is not to be shielded from one another. This is a very important piece. The purpose of life is not to be shielded from one another. There is the most intense necessity to learn to love. Even the Earth's population is a means of learning to care, and that in itself will alter what is happening. Now, you know, it's interesting, folks. I didn't read this book at all before I picked it up. The message that came forward in the very beginning of the program was from the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones, and they told me to pull this book out. And I did not read it on purpose because I didn't know what they wanted to say from it. So it's very interesting how everything is kind of fitting in with everything we talked about earlier. But that, to me, is the beauty of the Akashic Records. Anyway, this piece goes on to say, do not wash your hands of the earth. It has many good years left. The human race does not have to be dismissed from its schoolroom through a Holocaust. There can be a gentler coming home. There can be a gentler coming home than the ones that some of you have imagined. But yes, there will come a time, science is quite right, when your planet will dissolve. Not in your lifetimes, but when you have all completed the schooling, the Earth can go home. It will return to light. Don't you think it will have earned it by then? Having been stamped upon, drilled into, hammered at, distrusted, toxified? Don't you think it deserves a little rest just as you do after a long and useful life? Let your physicality go when your time comes. It's earned it. That part of the consciousness deserves to be returned to light, and so do you. And I think that's the other piece that has to come out here right now, and the message I'm getting from the master teachers and loved ones here, is that part of the consciousness of yourself deserves to be returned to the light, and so do you. And so for those people who are struggling with the the departing of relatives, the departing of loved ones, it's absolutely essential that you know that no one leaves who's not complete. And that everyone that leaves moves on to someplace better. Someplace loving and beautiful. It's not about worrying that they will not be taken care of, because our wonderful loved ones are always taken care of. Always. And we need to really remember that. We need to remember that we have all that we need on this planet, and when our time is done, our souls are complete, and we do go home. Wherever home is. And home is peaceful and loving and knowing, full of wisdom. And we have to remember that. Even little babies that leave, born or unborn, they are complete. So every interaction with every individual of meaning, or sometimes of that don't even mean anything, but every interaction with an energetic being creates more ripples of love if you allow it. All the health challenges, all the physical challenges, all the financial challenges, all the earth changes. It's not enough to say it all has a reason and purpose. What's important to understand is that each occurrence has its own energy grid. And if you look at each occurrence as a pebble in a pond, it intersects with other pebbles in the pond. And the best way to explain this is for you to take a look at the rain, the raindrops in a puddle, or the raindrops on a lake that's calm. And notice how every raindrop creates ripples that intersect with other ripples and other circles. And so we have to look at ourselves as a raindrop, interacting as we move into the one that we have created, all those wonderful, wonderful beings, all those wonderful light forms, all those wonderful energy circles. We need to see that. And we need to appreciate it. And if we have to question why certain things have happened in our life, let's make the question of, how can this bring me joy? What am I missing here? What was the purpose, and how can I be grateful about this? What can I be grateful around? What can I be thankful for? Dear universe, dear love energy, show me the way to be grateful. nothing wrong with asking for what you want. And what's interesting is the information will come. It may not come in what you expect, but it will definitely come. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's 11:37 here in Akron, Ohio. I would love to talk to somebody. The phone number here is 888-429-5471. My email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. Or you can dial direct at 530-513-6472. So what do you think about this information? Do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? Do you want some more information? What part do you understand? What part don't you understand? Right now, you have the opportunity to get free information. How good is that? It's a commercial-free show, and we're asking for you just to give a call in. Now, for those people who enjoy the show, I want to just kind of point you, if you continue to go down on my thing, where is it here? If you continue to go down, there should be a place on here. Why can't I find it? Let me see something. What I was asking for is there's a place where you can actually donate to the show, PayPal. Yeah, at the end, if you click on my picture and then you go, and you'll see an old picture of me with red hair. Actually, that it must be a blonde by now, but I only show it as red. I don't know how to get. I think something's wrong with my caches or something like that. Anyway, so you go into, I actually click on my program. And it'll say Station 2 Sundays, click here for upcoming program information. Go past that, past the beautiful, what looks like a lotus, past the other picture, and really at the very bottom of why people should either have a consultation or whatever, there is a PayPal one-time donation place where you can click. And it will take you to the donation spot, and you are able to donate whatever is in your heart. How has this program impacted you? What has it done for you? And it's whatever you can afford. It helps because, again, we do pay for this time. It is my service to humanity. And it's something I absolutely love to do. And so I am asking for people who enjoy the program, that find benefit from it, to please donate to it. And again, whatever your heart tells you is an appropriate donation, whatever it's meant to you to listen to the program, how has it helped you? And I always like to hear how this program has helped people. So if you ever have a sense of wanting to do that, I would love to hear it. Last week, there were some comments on the show. I'm going to try and look for those because they were interesting. Let me see if I can find them. Okay. I know that it was a recorded show last week. We were talking about, so Nick Rouse liked the topic. He says, and the representation of multiple selves. And he said, my message to JoJo was great advice. And that's JoJo Shakian, and he has a wonderful website. And it's JoJo Shakian, Shaiken. But if JoJo's listening, he can call in and give us the right website. And I know that Mr. Fergus wanted to understand a little bit more about the art. And he said, I would like to share with you an ancient Japanese saying because I think it can be massaged or to suit the work that you do. To teach is to learn. I believe that is a wise saying. It can be applied to the work that is done by many, including you, Donna. I think you heal people, so if we apply the above saying to your work, to heal is to be healed. I think you heal yourself and many others by doing your work, Donna. You do a very good job. Well, thank you very much. And he says, namaste. I do appreciate that. So, do you want to... here's what's interesting. There's also a comment from Don from Washington State. He said, I followed your suggestion on the program several weeks ago, and even though it required going to a large city 40 miles away twice a week to be with other joyful seekers, it has proved to be more than worth the drive after the winter snows have melted here in central Washington State. Well, that he's referring to the program where I told people to do what they loved, to start structuring their life around what they loved, and to only do what made you feel good about you for that day. And that's going to be very important. It's really important for you to understand that in order to be able to truly start getting things done and to do things that make you feel good about you, it's time to structure your life around what will make you feel good about you. Because to live in guilt, anxiety, or shoulds is no way to live. For sure, no way to live. And we have to eliminate our guilt. We have to eliminate our shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And we have to start really moving forward on what we believe to help us feel good about ourselves. Now, it's not just, oh, good, this ice cream cone's going to taste great today. It's going to make me feel good about myself. But is it going to make you feel good about yourself next week? When you go to the Weight Watchers meeting and you gained weight, are you going to feel good about that? It's not that, and that's not a judgment about eating the ice cream cone. It's about your choice. What's going to make you feel good about you, not only today, but next week? Everything has ramifications. Everything has consequences, and some good and some bad. But we have to begin to love ourselves enough not to allow ourselves not to be loved, even by ourselves. And we have to allow ourselves to be loved enough to do that which makes us feel good about ourselves on a regular basis. And ladies and gentlemen, I am not saying that this is an easy task. I got that part, because I'm trying it myself. And boy, you know, those shoulds and I oughta and boy, I should have and I better and oh, I that kind of stuff get to me. And then I have to pull myself back and really get clear about what is my priority today. And my priority today is to feel good about me and to feel good about my choices. And when you feel good about your choices and you don't allow yourself to be manipulated, you begin to feel stronger. And when you feel stronger, you are able to take on more. And when you're able to take on more, you feel even better about yourself. And when you're able to feel better, even better about yourself, no one can take you off your mark and no one can sway you from what you know your purpose is or what you want to do. And that's the whole piece. It's all about learning to love ourselves, but we cannot learn to love ourselves if we walk in guilt or shame or shoulda, woulda, couldas. We need to walk in the present, not in the past. We need to understand that that what we choose today to do, we choose because it's going to make us feel good about ourselves on all levels and in all areas moving forward. Not because we're thinking of the future next week, but what we have to do is imagine that as I look back on what I accomplished, I can feel proud of what I've accomplished. And you are the one that sets the bar as to what your accomplishments are. Only you can do that. And all this information, it might sound like it's coming from me, but it's coming directly from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And this is not channeling, ladies and gentlemen. I repeat what I'm told. And I've been doing it for so long, stream of consciousness comes in and I just repeat it. Lots of experience with working with the Akashic Records. Lots of experience with helping folks. Over the years, I've had thousands of people in my classes and thousands of people that have done consultations with me. So again, if that's of interest to you, to do a workshop, either in person or online, please let me know at info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you're hearing that meowing, that would be Zohar, my kitty cat. Come here, Zohar. Where are you? Come here, Zoe. Come here. There you are. Yep, he's normally jumped right up here on my desk, and he likes to be with me while I'm doing the show. He's been walking around here. He's probably going to jump up any minute. But again, you only have a few more minutes if you're going to call in, because I'm going to cut this short. If, you know, it's 10 minutes to 12 here in Akron, Ohio. It was a beautiful day today. We've had such wonderful weather. I'm so grateful for that. Are you grateful for the beautiful weather? Are you grateful for the sun and the moon and the stars and the relationships in your life? Lots to be grateful for. Lots to be happy about. And so, my friend, I'm going to give you the number one more time, 888-429-5471. You can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Well, I am. It's now 11:49, going on 11:50, and I'm going to say I love you very much, and it's time for me to go. And I started the show a little bit early, and so we're going to end a little bit early. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Have a miracle-filled week. And remember, we're coming up on resurrection soon. So, and for the Passover, for our wonderful, all the religions are going to be moving into truth again. And, you know, for those of us who are not necessarily connected with any specific religion, let's move into truth on a daily basis, huh? Okay. All right. Only do what makes you feel good about you this week. All right. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.